This is Radio Ravioli here for the next hour. This is Tardo Plain with a Polaroid sunset playing at the moment. Earlier in the hour, we also played an album called 5 Years Inside the Sun by Ka Baird and Friends. Both tracks are inspired by the sun I felt earlier this week. It was sunny, it was hot, and I got too excited, I would say. My mind's been slow cooking ever since. It's been adjusting to the cold again, and at a different pace since that sun hit. Fermenting here, slowly developing flavor and thoughts and anything interesting. But the show must go on. It is a very special day here on Radio Ravioli. It's been a special couple weeks on WGXC. We are in the middle of our pledge drive, trying to raise $15,000. If you have donated so far, thank you very much for your donation. But if you're listening and you have not, we encourage you to go to our website, wgxc.org/donate, or call in. The number is 518-697-7400. Every little bit helps us survive as a station and continue to make great radio here. WGXC is one of the few places in the U.S. and on the dial and in the planet, I would add, that supports... give so much dedication and support and time to radio artists and transmission arts and all of that stuff. And we're really grateful to be here. We, as a DJ, I don't get paid for my show. I'm just here for the love of it and support. So please show your support for WGXC and donate today. WGXC.org/donate or call in 518-697-7400.
first place?
Well, about 24 years ago in 1993, I moved from New York City, which is my hometown, to rural Tennessee, and I got involved in keeping a garden. And really the first year that I was gardening, I was such a naive city kid that it was a surprise for me that all the cabbage in the garden was ready at the same time. But once I saw that there was a bunch of cabbage ready, I thought to myself, I better learn how to make sauerkraut, because I know I love to eat sauerkraut, and I knew that sauerkraut was regarded as a strategy for preserving cabbage. So I literally looked in the joy of cooking. I learned how to make sauerkraut from the joy of cooking, and that first batch of sauerkraut was so delicious and so satisfying that I started exploring fermentation more deeply. It turns out that there's nothing we could possibly eat that could not be fermented in some way. For me, sauerkraut was my gateway into fermentation. I think it's a perfect gateway into fermentation. I thought to myself, I better learn how to make sauerkraut, because I know I love to eat sauerkraut, and I knew that sauerkraut was regarded as a strategy for preserving cabbage. So I literally looked in the joy of cooking, and I learned how to make sauerkraut from the joy of cooking, and that first batch of sauerkraut was so delicious and so satisfying. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Ravioli. My name is Olivia, and we're in our last hour here together.
surprise for me that all the cabbage in the garden was ready at the same time. But once I saw that there was a bunch of cabbage ready, I thought to myself, I better learn how to make sauerkraut, because I know I love to eat sauerkraut, and I knew that sauerkraut was regarded as a strategy for preserving cabbage. So I literally looked in The Joy of Cooking, and I learned how to make sauerkraut from The Joy of Cooking, and that first batch of sauerkraut was so delicious and so satisfying that I started exploring fermentation more deeply. It turns out that there's nothing we could possibly eat that could not be fermented in some way. For me, sauerkraut was my gateway into fermentation. I think it's a perfect gateway into fermentation. There's no need for starter cultures because it's all on the vegetables. There's no need for special equipment. You can work with a jar that's already in your pantry somewhere. Involved in keeping a garden, and really the first year that I was gardening, I was such a naive city kid that it was a surprise for me that all the cabbage in the garden was ready at the same time. But once I saw that there was a bunch of cabbage ready, I thought to myself, I better learn how to make sauerkraut, because I know I love to eat sauerkraut, and I knew that sauerkraut was regarded as a strategy for preserving cabbage. So I literally looked in the Joy of Cooking.
Yeah.
know I love to eat sauerkraut, and I knew that sauerkraut was regarded as a strategy for preserving cabbage. So I literally looked in the joy of cooking, and I learned from well about 24 years ago in 1993, I moved from New York City to my hometown to Tennessee, and I got involved in the I literally looked in the joy of cooking. I learned sauerkraut from the joy of cooking, and that first batch of sauerkraut was so delicious and so satisfying that I started exploring the fermentation more deeply. It turns out that there's nothing we could possibly eat that could not be fermented in some way. The bacteria in our bodies are, you know, not only for digestion, but for immune function, for mental health, for virtually every aspect of our physiology and functioning. So when you eat sauerkraut or other living fermented foods, you're literally ingesting complex communities of bacteria that essentially can help us to restore biodiversity in the gut, where it can improve our health in all kinds of different ways. Fermentation also preserves vitamin C, generates additional B vitamins and K vitamins, pre-digest nutrients and makes them more easily available to us. There are lots of other nutritional benefits to fermentation, but I would say that the probiotics, the bacteria themselves, really are the most profound benefit.
So one of the things I like to do is, you know, I don't can my food, because that literally is like you're going at war with the food and the bacteria, you know, good and bad. You're going to kill and wipe out everything, right? I prefer to have a symbiosis or an alliance, create an alliance with my food and the bacteria. And
techniques that I use for preservation, fermentation. This is all about bacteria and extremely broad and varied communities of bacteria. What would be a selective environment is us to flourish other bacteria. Certainly, people from it.
No need to see
it, you know, personally. Destroying the fit that it has with you.
That it's really important.
Tight ventricles with two of sun. So
or say goodbye. Before that. This has been Radio Ravioli. We are transitioning out of this. This is Sarah Louise from the VDSQ Solo Acoustic album, Volume 12. We also had Mark McGuire, who we played last week as well. I'm really liking that album. It's very wintry and atmospheric. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to donate and show your support for WGXC's Radio Magic Pledge Drive. Go online, wgxc.org/donate, or call in 518-697-7400.